time of the year. Here we are in the middle of a war, and things get calm. A report that came out of World War II from Bastogne, when the 101st Airborne was surrounded by the German army. Our men were all dug in the forest around Bastogne. They were completely encircled by the German army. And they were dug in trenches and foxholes, and they could look across the meadow and they could see about 200 to 300 meters away, and they could see figures moving in the trees across the meadow, but they weren't able to distinguish exactly who it was, except they knew it was the enemy. And so they talk about the night of Christmas Eve, all those years ago, when as they huddled down and hunched down, shivering in their foxholes, they could hear in German, coming from the other side of the meadow, Christmas carols like we were just singing, because the German soldiers were singing the same Christmas carols. And the men of the 101st Airborne sang back to them that same night, Christmas carols. What is it? What is it about Christmas Eve, the peace of Christmas Eve, that causes even men in war to stop and to sing Christmas carols to each other across the battlefield? Well, I believe it is exactly what it's supposed to be. I believe that it was on Christmas Eve, whatever date that was, that when God sent His Son into the world, He gave us the greatest gift of peace that we've ever had. There's nothing else like it. Peace came into the world that night, and it was on that occasion that peace was made between man and God. The Christmas story gives us some important insight into what has happened. Steve talked about that a little earlier. But that particular night was a very, very special night. And you know the story, but some of you need to be reminded, I think, of exactly what the setting was. By the way, if you want to really see it portrayed, go see the Nativity story that's playing right now in the movies. It's a great, great portrayal of what happened. But in chapter 2 of Luke, the story begins this way. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son, and she wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. On the hillside around Bethlehem, even today, there are shepherds watching their flocks by night. And on that particular night, there were also shepherds, as we've already sung about and already mentioned. And the scripture says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night." These were the absolute lowest segment of society. They couldn't do anything but watch sheep. These were not your engineers and your doctors. These were not your wealthy investment bankers. These were the lowly shepherds in the field. And it was to these people, these shepherds, that the gift of peace was announced. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, listen to what they were saying, this is important, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace." And on earth, peace. Peace to men on whom His favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. Peace came that night. And it's that peace that I want you to get this morning. It's that peace I want you to sense about Christmas Eve. It's that peace that comes into your heart and into my heart as a calmness that can't be explained any other way except that Emmanuel came to live with man, that God came to live with us. God sent him in the form of a baby, and two times the scripture says, they wrapped him in cloths. They wrapped him in cloths. You see, the gift of peace was gift-wrapped. Gift-wrapped for you and for me. God gave each one of us peace. Peace and Jesus just go together. You can't have Jesus and not have peace. And you can't have peace if you don't have Jesus. Peace and Jesus go together. He said that a number of times. Even after he was a grown man and had friends that he was teaching and training and developing, he said to them, I give you peace. My peace, he said. He gave us his peace, his relationship with the Father, his understanding of what life is all about, his protection, his vast calmness that could enable him to go through what he went through. He says, I give you peace. It's my peace I give you. Not as the world gives peace, but I leave you supernatural peace. That's what he was saying. What's that do for us? Takes your lonely, desperate heart and assures you that you are not alone. It assures you that every night can have the calm of Christmas Eve because you know the gift of peace. He's a person. And you know him, and he knows you, and you can have that in the middle of all of the problems that you have. The calm of that, of the barriers between you and God have been broken down by the peace of Christmas. There's no longer a barrier there. Jesus also told his friends that he told them these things. He told them truth so that in him they could have peace, because he had overcome the world. I don't know if you go to church every Sunday during the year. I don't know if you just go once in a while. I don't know if you go someplace else. But I can tell you this, the gift of peace is for you this Christmas Eve. The gift of peace is for you. Jesus is for you. He's here, he's ready, and he wants to make peace in your heart. He came for you so that you could enjoy peace. You see, those shepherds didn't ever have to be afraid again. The meaning of life had been poured into them. They now knew why they were shepherds. They knew why they were doing what they were doing. They knew there was more to life than just what they were seeing in their world. And just the same is true with you. He came for you so that you can enjoy peace in your heart, and there is no other solution for the problems in our life. When Jesus said this, he mentioned that we're going to have trouble in the world. He said, in the world you'll have tribulation. But he also said, be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. I wonder this morning as I think about each one of us, what are the areas in our life where we don't have peace? What is it? Is it a problem that just won't go away in your life? Is it a health issue with you or someone you love? Are you struggling with just enough money to get by and you don't know how you're going to pay the rent and the bills? Is there a desperation from a failure of your past? The peace of Christmas can solve all of those problems. Maybe you've been under incredible pressure from a problem that just seems like it just won't go away. You need to unwrap the gift of peace this morning and let that peace become part of your life. He wants you to have his peace. He wants it to guard your heart and your mind, because that's why he came. A few weeks ago, we took an offering for a family of 9 children and a single mom We did a dollar offering. Those of you who were here remember that. I enjoyed doing that, by the way. We collected $366 in here that morning with a dollar offering. I think some of you put some offering in the plate that had a zero on it. I think there might have been some 10s and some 20s in that offering. But we sent them to this lady. Her name is Tammy. And this is the letter I got back. You see, all of us need peace at Christmas. She wrote this to you as well as to me. Dear Pastor Ron and congregation, thank you all so much for the check. Boy, was that a blessing. I always like to give thanks and appreciation to people that help me, and that's just my nature. Your church has extended so much help and support to my family, it's kind of hard to believe, but God, isn't He good? Please continue to pray for my family. We desire to have a close relationship with the Lord. We love the Lord. Please pray for my son named Terrell. I've been having a lot of hardship with him. He needs to be in school and he needs an education. He's 16. He needs God's touch and direction. Also, my son Ishmael that was in jail. He needs a job and a home of his own, and he needs to find his way, and I know he's confused. Pray for peace. I'm giving God my tithes and offering from the blessing of that check you sent for the purpose of winning souls to Christ. In Jesus' name, here's $75. Please pray and agree with me that the peace of God will flood my home. That's what we are about this morning. Understanding that for solutions in the lives of people like Tammy and her family, there is only one answer, and that's the answer of God's peace. There's only one thing, only one way for someone like that, and perhaps someone like you, to find peace. And it's if you unwrap that gift of peace that the Lord placed in your life the night Jesus was born. It was from that day on, through His life, when He became a man, through His sacrifice, through His love for you, through His death on the cross, and through His resurrection, that you can have eternal peace in the middle of your difficulty, in the middle of the consequences of living life in a very fallen world. I want you to understand what the Apostle Paul said. We've been studying the Apostle Paul on Sunday mornings, looking at joy. I want you to see the linkage between the book of Philippians and the birth of Jesus. Remember in the fourth chapter, Paul said this, "Do not be anxious for anything, but by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, tell God what you need, then the peace that defies understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." You see, many years later, Paul looks back at the birth of Jesus, and he says, that same peace will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Well, how do we unwrap that gift? I want to close with this morning. We unwrap that gift in several ways. Number one, some of you might want to write this down. You can unwrap the gift of peace by making Him the Lord and Savior of your life. That's where it starts. If He's the Lord and Savior of your life, you have the hope of peace. Secondly, when you spend time with Him every day, maybe you've already accepted Him as Jesus Christ, but you say, as your Lord and Savior, but you still feel that you're missing peace in your life, spend more time with that gift of peace. That's how you unwrap it. Spend time in His Word. Spend time in prayer. Thirdly, be slow to get into arguments with other people. I imagine that even in this room today, There are some of you that only talk to each other at Christmas time. There's some old argument that's been hanging around out there. Some old issue that isn't resolved. If you want the gift of peace, don't engage in those kinds of arguments. Put those things down. No matter how badly you want to, don't seek revenge. That doesn't bring peace into your life. It brings all sorts of turmoil. And then finally, if you have a relationship that's broken or needs forgiveness, be the first one to extend forgiveness in that relationship. All five of those things are ways to find peace and unwrap the gift of peace at Christmas. Well, you see, the shepherds hurried off at that point. They hurried off to find this baby that was mentioned by the angels, in fact, declared to them by the angels. And when they found him in this manger, wrapped in these cloths. God's beautiful bundle of eternal peace, right there for each one of us. I'm going to invite Hannah to come at this time and sing for us, and then I'll be back in just a moment.
Flowered in the snows upon a winter night, was born the child, the Christmas rose, the King of love and light. The angels sang, the shepherds sang, the grateful earth rejoiced, and at his blessed birth the stars their exultation voiced. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. With rapture glows to greet this holy night that gave the world its Christmas rose, its King of love and light. Let every voice acclaim his name, the grateful chorus swell. From paradise to earth he came, that we with him might dwell. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Adore him, adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh, come, oh, come, oh, come, let us adore him. Let us adore him.
Thank you, Hannah. Great job. Stand with me. We're going to do something we don't usually do, and then we're going to pray after that, so don't run off. Then we're going to conclude with Silent Night this morning. But if you grew up in a liturgical church, you know there comes a point in the service where you pass the peace. I don't know if any of you know what that means, but here's what you do. You turn to your neighbor or someone next to you and you say, "Peace be with you." And the person responds, "And also with you." Would you do that this morning? Peace be with you. And as soon as you've said that, then you may turn back around. I know there's a fact this morning that there are people here that have never named the name of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I can't think of a better time than Christmas Eve to do that. This morning we talked about Him being the gift of peace that will solve the problems of your life, but you have to accept the gift. You have to say, "Thank you, God, I accept that gift." Let's bow our heads this morning. Father, this morning in the middle of this group, we know that Your Holy Spirit is here, that Your Holy Spirit right now is tugging on the hearts of people who have drifted away from You or have never accepted the gift that You gave so many years ago. This morning, Lord, may the birth of Jesus be more than a story. May He become real in the heart of every person here. This morning, if you need to accept Christ, I would encourage you to pray something like this. "Dear Father, I accept this gift of peace. I accept this baby that became the man who is the Savior of the world. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Savior. I give my life to You, Lord. I repent of the sins I've committed in my life. And this Christmas Eve, I turn my heart over to You for the rest of my life. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for saving me." Lord, this morning in our prayer, we remember those who are in harm's way across the world. Soldiers, sailors, airmen and marines, civilians serving their country. This morning, Lord, we pray for protection for them and for a sense of Your presence and calmness on this Christmas Eve. In Jesus' name, amen.
Silent night. Holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. So tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heaven. side. Glory streams from heaven afar. Heavenly hosts sing hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Go in the name of the Lord this morning. Merry Christmas to all of you. Greet each other as you go.